from KQED.
In the documentary Last Day of Freedom, Bill Babbitt tells the story of his brother Manny, who struggled with mental illness after an accident and two tours in Vietnam. Back from the war, he ended up on the streets and diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. His brother Bill tried to protect him and took him in, until he learned that Manny had murdered an elderly woman in Sacramento. Bill wrestled with what to do. He decided to put his trust in the criminal justice system and turned his brother in.
After two tours of duty in Vietnam, five major battles, all that he went through was wounds, shrapnel in the skull. And they're saying that post-traumatic stress disorder is a bunch of crap. He's masquerading. And he's a monster. He needs to die for what he did. I felt that justice would prevail. And it did not.
Manny Babbitt was executed at San Quentin in 1999, shortly after receiving the military's Purple Heart while on death row. San Francisco filmmakers Dee Hibbert Jones and Nomi Talisman are the creators of the animated documentary that uses only one voice, along with spare drawings, to tell a deeply affecting story. I asked Dee Hibbert Jones why they chose the animated format for the film.
We wanted to move into psychological states and abstract feelings, and because we could draw those, we could represent it. Also, we come from a background of drawing. We're artists, predominantly, who have come into film. And so for us, this is a way we could describe emotional states in a very new and different way, in psychological states.
Yeah, because stripping things out is just as powerful as loading things in.
Mm-hmm.
And then compounded on that is there's one voice mm-hmm. that is the whole film. And it's the storytelling by Bill. Nomi, how did we come to Bill?
I had a day job as a media producer for an organization that does death penalty plea work. And we started and we talked to them about making a project about the family members. And we were looking for people to interview. And eventually they connected us to Bill. So the main thing that they said is, like, you have to talk to him. He's an extraordinary storyteller, and he has really an extraordinary story. So even though the case was done a bunch of years ago, they said you're probably never going to find a storyteller as talented and present.
I'd like to play a bit from the film Last Day of Freedom.
I lied to my brother. On his last day of freedom. Oh, God. What will my neighbors think? Will they think that I'm a bad person, that we're bad people? What will my mother think? Would she understand that I had to do what I did? What would Manny think?
Bill had been recommended to you as somebody who was a great storyteller. Right. But did you have any idea that his storytelling and his story would also be just laying flat out big issues that we wrestle with as a society? Dee?
When we started looking at this issue, we wanted to look at the impact of capital punishment on whole communities. But we really hadn't any understanding of the breadth of the complexity of the issues. We wanted to have this possibility of people being able to walk in the shoes of someone who hasn't done anything wrong and whose family member has done something or may not have done something and, you know, is placed in this really complex situation. And so all of a sudden, as we began to listen to the story, we realized this story is so heartrending in so many ways. There's racism. There's basically complete failures in the system. From Manny being very young, you know, he falls and hurts himself. And again, you know, even with the Vietnam War, when he signs up, basically the Marines give him the answers so he can go to war in the first place. Then after two tours of duty, and then being awarded a Purple Heart. It's like every single thing where he's showing up and trying to do the right thing, as is Bill, and every time it completely falls apart. And we had always thought of this as an issue that was really about infrastructure and support systems. But I think that how heartrending the story is and how painful it is, and on the other hand, how emotionally touching Bill is and how much he's caring and trying to do the right thing, it really comes through.
And I have to ask, what's happened with Bill?
What's happened with Bill? Well, Bill is still in contact with us. He is right now traveling with his organization.
He's in Texas.
And he's in Texas with the Journey of Hope, right?
Yeah.
And they are basically an organization that's working against the death penalty, and he is screening the film there.
Dee Hibbert-Jones and Naomi Talisman, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last Day of Freedom is airing on some public TV stations and is also available online. We've got a link at californiareport.org.